You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Neil and Susan printed them off yesterday, so I thought if I popped one round...
I'll give it to David. Ah!
That's the ration mixed.
You can do it yourself.
Oh, hello, Sheila.
Hi.
What's this?
Oh, the sponsorship form.
What, for the organ fund?
So if you don't mind drumming up some support?
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure I'll find some takers down at the pub later on.
So it's definitely going ahead then?
Yeah, Neil's pretty sure he's got a band.
Does that include Lily?
It does. She finally wore Elizabeth down.
I don't know why Elizabeth was worrying. It's not as if she'll have to ring the peel. Thanks.
I think she was worried about Lily letting the rest of the team down. And they'll be ringing for about 3 hours.
Gosh.
It's quite an undertaking, your first peal. I still remember mine. With about 20 minutes to go, I sneezed so hard I nearly let go of the salad. Almost lost the whole peel.
Well, Lily's a bright girl. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Do you want a coffee, Sheila?
No, actually, I can't stop.
We'll see you on Wednesday, I expect. Brian's party?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, we'll be there.
We can catch up with how Daniel got on in the States.
Must be great to have him home.
Yes, it is. Anyway, if you'll excuse me...
No, you get on. I know Sundays are busy for you.
Yes, and we've got an expert in today to run a clinic.
Oh, yeah?
Improving your relationship with your horse.
Sounds interesting.
It is. The places were taken very quickly. Very popular with, women of a certain age. Bye, then.
Bye.
See you. Women of a certain age?
What?
I suppose it must be the ones who've given up on improving their relationship with their husbands.
We really don't do this enough, do we?
Just watch our horses.
I'm so busy. It's normally just arrive, get them tacked up and get out riding. Just to stand and look at them for 30 minutes.
You get a much better idea of how they behave as herd animals.
I mean, you know them as an individual, but seeing them in a group like this... Marcy's cob,
Breeze...
He's a real mover, isn't he?
Well, that's the sort of thing Harrison's hoping we'll pick up on. Then he'll suggest techniques that are right for each individual horse.
I shall look forward to it.
Lillian, can I ask you something?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I think you know Daryl's been staying with us while he's been getting back on his feet.
Yeah. I gave Alistair a reference for this deposit bond thing.
Oh, of course you did. Thank you for that.
That's no problem, Sheila.
Well, once it's approved, I wondered if there'd be any chance of Daryl renting one of your flats.
Oh.
I saw a to-let board by one of the places in Hillside. That's an Amside property, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's 2 bedrooms. Is Daryl working?
No, not at the moment. We are hopeful, but...
So he'd be on housing benefit?
Yes.
Well, that flat wouldn't be affordable then.
Oh, because of this bedroom tax thing?
Well, under occupancy charge.
Yeah.
It would have to be a 1-bedroom place, and probably in town, to be honest.
Well, you obviously know the ropes.
It is my business, darling.
Do you think you could spare a few minutes for Daryl?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, just to talk him through his options. Give him a bit of advice about flat hunting, you know, that sort of thing.
I suppose. Now?
Oh, no, I don't think he's up yet. I mean, I wouldn't want to interfere with your observation session.
No, fair enough.
There'll be a bit of downtime later, while you're waiting for the individual coaching, if it's not too much trouble.
No, it's fine. If you think I can help...
Which is the one that was bullying?
This one.
She's a bit previous, isn't she?
I know. There she goes. Look.
Flipping nymphomaniac. Hasn't she read the plan?
If she's ready, she's ready.
Oh. So if you do her now, she'll carve...
Last week in August? Mm. I know it's a bit early for the block.
Well, it could be worse. As long as the others don't all follow her example.
They won't. I might as well do it now, David. Put off scripting the yard for 20 minutes anyway.
So, you'll be busy for a while then?
Yep.
Won't be needing the office?
Not this morning.
Right, well, I've got a bit to do in there. Might as well crack on with that.
Okay.
Then I'll nip down to the Bull before lunch. Buy Brian a birthday drink.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't know. He's being very cagey about it. I'm not sure anyone knows about the birthday unless they've been invited to his party.
Why the secrecy?
Well, I think he's a bit, you know, sensitive about his age.
Oh, what is he like?
Having trouble admitting to it, I'm told.
Oh, he's so vain. I'm glad you're not like that.
I've got nothing to be vain about.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Adam has checked the mantelpiece, and it looks like Brian is only putting up birthday cards which don't have the number. Really? Sipo sent him a homemade one. Very sweet, apparently, but it had this big, glittery...
Yeah.
Jennifer couldn't find it. Wondered where it had got to. Eventually found it banished to his desk drawer.
I hope Kate doesn't get to hear.
Hidden under a leaflet on cap reform.
Lillian, have you got a few minutes now?
Yeah, I think so. There are a couple ahead of me for the coaching. Hello, Daryl.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm all right.
Good. Okay, well, I'll just see how the others are getting on.
Yeah, don't worry about us.
How are you finding it, Penny?
So, Daryl, Shula tells me you're looking for a flat.
Well, not really. I mean, I am, yeah. I need one, but I haven't...
You need to get the council to agree the deposit bond first and then get your housing benefit sorted, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Housing benefit, yeah.
And where are you with that?
Well, Alistair's been doing it. I don't really know, sorry.
Oh, OK, well, well, when you are in a position to start looking, where were you thinking of renting? Shula seemed to think you were hoping for something round here. I mean, it is quite pricey in Ambridge. Well, all the villages are, really.
Yeah, it's a lovely area.
Yeah, it is, definitely, but that's why it's so expensive.
We were happy here. Me and Ilona. Well, we was until, you know...
Yeah. Well, as I say, it is nice, but I don't think you're going to find many one-bedroom places, and I know Rosa works in the village, but...
Fawcett Magna.
Sorry?
Such a pretty little village.
Yes, you weren't thinking of looking there, were you? Well, wouldn't it be better to be nearer the
in
girl?
The church. It's beautiful.
Well, as I say, I think Borchester might be the best place to start looking.
That was a smashing job.
Because it's got a good range of properties, and the girls live there with their mum, don't they? So you wanted to keep in touch with them.
But best work I've ever done.
It was Borchester that Ilona went to, wasn't it?
Real proper carpentry, that was. Made me feel worth something. Doing good work, feeling appreciated.
But I think we're getting a bit off the point, Daryl.
You saw it, didn't you? That work that I did there.
Yes, it was very good. And I'm sure you'll do work like that again, but maybe just at the moment you should focus on finding...
Such a shame he died.
You could consider Hollerton, of course. It's a little bit cheaper than Borchester. Of course, it's further from the girls.
If only I could find another boss like Paul... I wouldn't be in this mess now. He was a great bloke, one of the best.
Yes, he was. Look, I hope that's been of some use, Daryl. I think it's nearly my turn with the instructor now, so best of luck, eh?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
How much truth before
what
we know
is she
what
doing?
We should do? We need to pry, to peek, to spy.
Ruth?
Oh, we could use the FOI.
What are you up to?
Then Maid Marian says, the FOI, what's that, pray tell?
Oh, you're being a merry woman.
And I say, freedom of information, gel.
Oh, not one of Linda's better rhymes.
Did you want me?
Yeah. Can you take a break for a minute?
What is it? You look very pleased with yourself.
Yeah, well, I am rather. What are you doing on the 13th to the 16th of December?
No idea. What days are those?
Friday to Monday, inclusive.
Well, on top of the usual, Christmas shopping, I expect.
No, you're not. Well, not round here.
David, what are you playing at?
You may have noticed that we have a very special wedding anniversary coming up.
I'd noticed. I'm not sure you had.
Well, I had.
and I want us to celebrate it in style.
Great. And are we going to have a party then?
No, we're going to have a long weekend away, which I have just booked in Budapest.
In?
It's meant to be an amazing winter destination. They've got Christmas markets, thermal baths.
Budapest?
That is okay with you, isn't it?
Okay.
We fly out Friday after morning milking, so we'll have Friday evening right the way through to Monday. And we get back late Monday evening. We might be a bit knackered on Tuesday, but I thought, what the hell?
Come here. You lovely man.
You like the idea, then?
Oh, I certainly do.
And I know what you're going to say. What about the farm?
Actually, I was going to say, is there outdoor ice skating?
Oh, only the largest rink in Europe.
But come on then, tell me about the farm.
Well, I've booked Eddie for some extra shifts, and Pip's coming home for the weekend.
Fantastic!
Josh reckoned he could handle it all by himself, but I thought that might be, you know, pushing it a bit.
Oh, bless him.
And Ben's going to stay with Mum, like last time.
Two holidays in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Aren't we doing well?
Josh has been brilliant, actually. Really helped me with searching online and making my mind up.
Well, if I wasn't before, I'm a very merry woman now.
Let me get you some soup, Lillian.
Oh, thanks.
It's mushroom. I hope that's all right.
As long as it's hot, it'll be fine.
And help yourself to sandwiches.
Yeah, thanks. I will.
So, how's the morning gone?
Very well indeed. The others seem to have found it worthwhile, too.
I've had lots of very good feedback.
Those games that horses play among themselves, that was a real insight. I've just never thought about relating to a horse that way. None of that in my day.
Selina White's had a positive epiphany.
Can't be bad on a Sunday morning.
She's always believed that Silver's scared of men. Mm-hmm. Now she realises it was actually all to do with her not being firm enough.
Not being the herd leader.
Exactly. Mm. She said she was going to tell her all her friends about it.
Sounds like you'll be running more of these then, Shula.
Certainly will. Oh, it's been so satisfying to be involved with.
And the extra money must be nice too.
Can't argue with that.
It's lovely. About Darryl.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having a word with him.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how much help I was.
Oh, I'm sure he found it useful.
Well, anyway, I have been thinking about him renting an Amside property.
Oh, yes.
I've given it very careful consideration, in fact, but, the fact is, we've never rented to people on housing benefit, really. It's, not our market.
Oh, I see.
And I'm terribly sorry, but I don't want to create a precedent.
No, I understand.
So, I'm afraid it'll have to be a no.
Right, that's 32 change.
Thanks. So, Kenton just appeared out of the blue, did he?
Yes. I didn't even have to persuade him, Rob. To be honest, I thought he'd be too busy anyway with the pub.
I was going to say.
But he fancied the part so much, he's done some sort of deal with Jolene.
She must be a very understanding woman.
Oh, she is. She married Kenton, after all. So, that's our Sheriff of Nottingham cast.
No, I think he'd be great, Linda, from what I've seen of him anyway.
Oh, so do I.
And good fun to play against.
Yes, he should be a perfect foil to your dashing Robin.
Well, that's excellent news.
And that's not all.
Delivery!
Can you manage? Let me take one of those.
No, it's fine. I don't need any help.
Is that ice cream as well?
Yep. Mum got the message just before I left.
Oh, good. We've had a run on it for some reason.
Well, it is very good. Like the yoghurt.
Mm.
Yes. Right, I'll
Oh, Helen, will you be seeing Kirsty today?
Yes, on my way to Hanbridge Organics.
Could you pass on a message about the show?
Yes.
We've had some very good news.
Kenton's going to play the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh.
But not only that, Patrick's getting more and more involved.
Right.
He won't just play the keyboard, he'll coach the cast in the songs and sort out some incidental music.
Okay, well, I'll tell her.
And I thought, strike while the iron's hot. As she and Rob are rehearsing tonight, we might as well start with a love duet.
Oh.
That's all right with you, Rob?
Yes, of course, whatever you think's best.
Okay.
So if you could pass that on.
Yep, I'll tell her.
I'm sure she'd be delighted.
Ah, I was wondering when you were going to make an appearance.
Oh, morning.
Not anymore, it isn't. Good night last night?
Excellent, thanks.
Where did you go?
Oh, just into Borchester. We went to a couple of bars and then ended up at this random's house.
Random male or random female?
female, as it happens. And no, there's nothing to tell, Mum.
As if you'd tell me anyway.
Then Jamie and I shared a taxi back.
What sort of time did you get in?
I'm not sure. It was still dark.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
It wasn't mad late.
Sounds like you had a good time anyway.
Yeah, I did.
Good. I'm glad. I was sorry about your birthday meal, Dan. I know the evening had a bit of a damper put on it.
Oh, well.
If you could just be a bit patient with Darryl. We've got the wheels in motion now.
I know.
So all being well, he won't be with us for very much longer.
Fair enough. I'm sure I can cope for a few more days.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Now, do any of this lot need exercising?
Ah, need to blow away a few cobwebs, do you?
Something like that. Good hack should do the trick.
It was awful. He was just behaving as if nothing had ever happened between us.
Well, if it's in public...
Oh, I know, I know. Linda was right there. I barely kept it together.
Sounds horrible.
And you know what Henry said this morning?
What?
When are we going to see Rob again? He wanted to play football with him.
Oh, no.
The trouble is, Rob was so good with Henry.
Well, maybe Tom could take him for a kickabout.
How could he do that to an innocent kid? How dare he just go back to his cosy little marriage?
Well, to be honest, he never really left it, did he?
He doesn't deserve to be happy.
Helen, just be careful.
Why?
Well, Jess hasn't done anything wrong. She's got a right to be happy, even if Rob hasn't.
Doesn't she have a right to know what her husband's really like?
You said you knew the risks when you started. You can't go back on that now, no matter how much you want to lash out.
I know. It's just that... my life was so good with him. Now I've lost it all. So it's just me and my lovely Henry again.
And to be fair, that was your plan all along.
I know. I just didn't expect to fall in love.
But was it really? I mean, you know what it's like when you meet someone and they're exciting and they seem to like you. I mean, could it just have been an infatuation, do
no.
you think?
It wasn't just some sort of crush. I loved him more than I've loved any man. But still do.
Oh, Helen.
I just feel so empty without him.
Oh, come on. He's really not worth it.
Oh, I know.
And if you've changed your mind and you do want a man in your life, well, there are loads of decent blokes out there.
I don't seem to have met any.
Not really, there are. And you'll find someone who'll tell you the truth and make you happy. Not some rat like Rob.
I just can't think of that at the moment.
I know. It's early. It takes time. But you will get over him, I promise.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Any time, you know that.
Oh, Linda asked me to pass on a message.
Did she?
About tonight's rehearsal.
Oh, I've been dreading this.
She wants to rehearse some sort of song, a duet.
Oh, God, not the love duet.
Yeah, I think so.
I really don't know how I'm going to cope.
Well done, Topper.
Oh, Daniel, thank goodness you're back.
What is it, Mum?
While you were out, I've had some bad news. Auntie Joanna rang.
Mum?
It's Grandad Reg, darling. I'm afraid he's died.
No.
He said he felt a bit funny this morning, so Joanna popped back in her lunch hour and he was still in bed.
Oh, Mum.
There was nothing they could do. I'm so sorry. Oh, here, come on. It's all right. He was a good age, you know.
Yeah.
He'd done very well.
I was going up to see him soon.
I know. It's terribly sad. You always think of the lost opportunities. But you spoke to him on your birthday, didn't you? And you had a good long chat about America.
Yeah.
He was very proud of you.
Yeah.
You'll want to go to the funeral, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
It'll probably be early next week. Is that all right for you?
Yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything.
Shula.
Oh.
I don't understand this.
What is it, Darryl?
This letter.
Actually, this isn't a very good
time. Could you take a look at it?
It's about some bond. Well, that's like investments in it. Savings, that. I ain't got no savings.
The deposit bond?
I don't know.
Is it from the council?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Oh. Oh, this is good news, Darrell. They've approved your application. You know, for the bond that covers your deposit. So that you can rent your own place.
I'll take Topper in, Mum.
Oh, right.
Come on, boy.
Are you all right, darling? Yeah,
but I ain't got my own place. I ain't even started looking yet.
I know.
But does this mean I've got to move out?
No. It's just a step on the road. But when you do find a place, then you won't have to worry about the money for a deposit.
Oh, I see.
Look, let's go inside and I'll explain it again from the beginning.
It's coming together terribly well now we've got you on board, Patrick.
Oh, no, it's great to be able to help.
Oh, all the lead roles are cast and we've already made good progress.
Good evening.
Oh, and here's our Robin. Let me introduce you to our musical director.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
I'm Rob.
And what's your real name?
Rob.
Right, I see. I thought you were really getting into the part.
No, that really is my name, Rob Titchener.
The part should really be played by an archer.
Well, I did do a bit at school. See what you mean.
Yeah, just joking. There are a lot of them around here.
Yeah, very good.
Including our Sheriff of Nottingham. Now, I was just saying how everything's falling into place. You know, I've got a good feeling about this production.
Evening.
Oh, this is our maid Marion.
Well, I know her real name. How are you doing, Kirsty?
Me? Yeah, I'm raring to go.
Did you get my message, Kirsty?
You want to do our song?
The Love Duet, yes. So, Patrick?
Yeah, shall I just play it through first of all, then we'll break it down.
As merry bird song fills the air and the sweet scent of flowers, by Sally's oak I'll meet with you and while
No. Remember what I said, Kirsty. At this point, you take both his hands and look up into his eyes. That verse again, please.
As merry bird song fills the air and the sweet scent of flowers, by Sally's oak I'll meet with you and while away the hours
and sing blow the winter's mist away, the rain and the snow, blow away our pain and strife, how sweet the winds do blow. Together let us make the most of sunny, cloudless day.
Come on, you're in love.
And mindful of what we hold dear, lest it should pass away. And sing, blow the winter's mist away.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Still not really working as I'd hoped.
They both sing well.
Oh, yes, they've got good voices, Patrick. But where's the chemistry? I know I was lucky with Rhys and Fallon last year, but really, you two. Come on, you must have been in love at some time in your lives.
Well, yes, of course. I still am.
So let's see some of that. Kirsty, you need to look at Rob the way, well, the way you look at Tom, with undying affection.
I'm doing my best.
I think we better come back to the song. Thank you for now, Patrick. Very good.
Thanks.
Right, well, we'll carry on with scene six. Now, Rob, I want you over here.
Oh, OK.
And remember what I was saying last week about Robin's position.
It's not easy,
inside.
Is it?
No.
Pretending to be in love with someone you hardly know. But you picked up the song very well.
Thanks. Oh, Patrick, you probably don't know, but Helen's been feeling a bit down lately.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, you know, bringing up a toddler.
Yeah, it must be hard at times.
So Tom and I have been talking, and we think she could do with a bit of cheering up, and we were wondering, would you fancy making up a foursome one night? Just as mates, no hidden agenda. A few drinks and a bit of a laugh, that's all.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, great.
As long as it doesn't clash with rehearsals.
Yeah, for me too.
I could do Friday.
Dan, darling, it's Mum again. I've got to go to bed now, but... Well, I hope everything's all right. Could you just send me a text or something? I'll keep my phone on. Just let me know where you are and if you're coming home tonight. Love you.
Denise, can you tell Mrs. Harvey 5 minutes? And we need more hand scrub. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Alistair. Is it okay to talk?
Yeah, fine. I'm between patients at the moment. What can I do for you? You haven't had another abortion, I hope.
No, nothing like that, thank God. It's one of my milkers. It's gone lame.
Right.
Well, I thought it was foot rot, so I've been doing the usual stuff, but she hasn't got any better.
How bad is it? Can she keep up with the herd?
No, not really.
How long ago did you notice the lameness?
Not really sure, a couple of weeks maybe.
And you trimmed the hoof?
Yeah, and I've given her antibiotics, but...
But she's not responded?
No, it's just got worse.
Right, it's just the one leg, is it?
Yeah.
Foreleg or hind?
Hind.
And can you see swelling?
I can, yeah.
And symmetrical or more to one side?
No, it's definitely more on one side than the other.
Okay. Well, sounds like it could be a deep infection. I'd better come out and take a look.
Yeah, thank you.
You around this morning?
Yeah, I'm on the farm.
Right. I should be able to get over to you about 11:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, thanks. I'll see you later then.
Daniel.
Morning.
Are you all right?
Yeah, of course I am. I stayed at St.
Jamie's, yes, I know.
Oh, did Kathy tell you?
No, I haven't seen Kathy. It was Eddie. He came round earlier, taking orders for Christmas turkeys.
Oh, right.
He said he saw you last night.
Yeah, bumped into him when I got to Jamie's.
I'd like you to have told me where you were.
Well, I've told you now.
Well, you know what I mean. It would have been nice to know last night. I was worried about you.
I did send you a text, Mum.
Yes, don't wait up.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have.
Oh, it was just...
It got late. Jamie said I could stay, so I did.
Well, obviously that's fine, of course. I don't have any problems with you staying at Jamie's, as long as Kathy doesn't mind.
She doesn't. She's fine with it.
Good. I'm just asking, if it happens again or you stay somewhere else, could you just let me know?
Yes, okay. I didn't think it was such a big deal, that's all.
Thank you. And when you saw Eddie, did you say anything to him about Daryl?
Yeah, I might have done, so what?
Oh, darling, I'd really prefer to keep that situation private.
People know he's staying here.
Oh, yes, it's not a secret. I don't mean that. I just don't want to worry other people with it.
Okay, whatever.
Thank you.
Is that it, then?
I don't mean to nag. I'm sorry. How are you feeling about Grandad? We didn't have much time to talk about it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like you said, he had a good innings.
I know how close you were to him.
Yeah, but, well, nothing lasts forever, does it? I was lucky he went on as long as he did. He's a lot older than Grandad Phil.
Yes. When you lose someone, it's important to be able to talk about them.
I will, if I want to.
Not bottle things up.
Yeah, I know that.
And it's perfectly all right to be upset. It's natural.
Yeah, I talked to Jamie.
Oh. Good. I suppose it's not that long ago that he lost Sid.
No.
I expect he could understand how you felt.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to invite Jamie round, or any of your friends, they'd be very welcome.
You are joking, aren't you?
No.
What, with Daryl around? I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'm sure it won't be. Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Ah, coffee. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Just got time for a cup before I start my rounds.
Good.
Everything okay?
Yes. Actually, I've just realised the time. I've got a lesson in a minute. I need to get Bobbin tacked up.
Can't one of the girls do it?
Coffee's ready. Just help yourself.
Right, thanks. Do you want one?
Yeah, might as well.
Have a good time last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
Mum said you went to Jamie's.
Yep.
According to Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a bit of a state last night, you know.
was she?
Well, don't get me wrong. I knew you'd be fine, but you know what mothers are like. And with Reg as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I just needed to get out, you know, get a change of scene.
Yeah, I understand. Dan, how much of that's down to Daryl being in the house?
Well, quite a bit, if I'm honest.
I see.
I mean, obviously, the guy's got problems. I do sympathise, but... Well, it wasn't exactly the homecoming I'd visualised.
No.
I actually felt a lot more relaxed at Jamie's.
Than you do here?
Yeah.
Dan, could you just put some milk in those?
Okay.
I just need to get something.
Oh. Come on then, Bobbin.
Shula?
In here!
Do you know what Daniel's just said to me?
No.
He feels more relaxed at Jamie's house than he does here. His own home.
I'm... Oh, you know I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, well, that's how it is. That's what this situation is doing to our son.
I'm sorry.
It's got to stop. Have you made any attempt to find Daryl somewhere to move to?
Well, how could I? He's only just had his bond approved. It all takes time.
It's taking too long. We need to get him out of the house as soon as possible.
Well, how can we? There's the housing benefit to organise. Then we need to find a suitable
flat.
We
don't have to wait for that. He can go to a hostel.
Oh, no, Alistair.
And he can stay there till he finds a proper place.
But you know how unhappy he was at the Elms. A flat's the only solution.
And how long's that going to take?
I'm doing my best. I can't magic him up somewhere overnight.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Down you get, Mitch. No, not you, Baz. Up. Come on. Up. Yeah, good boy. Now stay. Yeah, stay there while we get these birds in. All right, come on, Mitch. Ah, there they are. Look. All right. Away, Mitch, away. Steady. Go on. Steady. Steady. Oh, put him up, boy. Put him up. Good boy.
Oi, Will.
What does he want?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm working. What does it look like?
Yeah, with dogs.
And how am I going to get the birds back in without a dog?
I don't care. You don't bring dogs onto my pasture.
This is estate land, Ed.
Yeah, which I rent.
And which we've got rights over. I'm perfectly entitled to be here.
Have you forgotten that I got Neospora in the herd?
Of course not. And you've been banging on about it enough. But that didn't come from my dog.
You don't know that. It could be any dog. I can't take the chance.
Well, I don't know why you're bothering with these pathetic signs. No one's taking no notice of them anyway.
It's my livelihood. I got a family to support.
Oh, don't go taking it out on me. Just because you can't run a decent business.
Oh, yeah, you'd love to see me go bust, wouldn't you?
It's just a matter of time, that's all.
Yeah, you're right out of order, Will. For two pins, I'd... What? Oh, you're not worth it.
And you better answer that.
I'm finished with you.
Well, I've finished with you. Look, the birds are scattered again.
As if I cared.
Mitch, come by.
Hello, Alistair.
Hi, Ed. I made it a bit earlier than I thought. I'm in the yard, but I can't find you.
No, I'm up by Church Spinney.
Ah, is the beast up there then?
No, she's in a pen. I'll come straight down.
All right, but don't break your neck. I've got a phone call I need to make anyway.
I'll be 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Alan. I appreciate it. Yeah, bye.
Sorry, Alistair. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Like I said, had something I needed to check anyway.
I've been having problems with dogs again. It's driving me mad.
Look, Ed...
Some people seem to think they've got a God-given right to roam all over my land with their dogs just running wild. And when you challenge them, they get all up in your face.
I know the Neospora's been a big
worry. Some people, You think they should know better? People have been brought up on a farm. They've been around livestock all their life. It's like no one cares
it's
at
very
all.
Very unlikely that a random passing dog is a carrier.
It's not just my livelihood. It's Mike's. It's
unless
Jazz's.
It's had access to infected birth material.
There's a lot hanging on this herd.
And even then, they have to infect feed or drinking water. It's much more likely the problem was on the farm those cattle were bought from.
Well, I just can't take the chance, though, can I?
No, I understand you're worried. You have to do what you feel's right.
I'm on a knife edge, Alistair. I can't afford any more losses.
I know. So, shall we take a look at this lame one then?
Is there any lunch?
I'm heating some of the soup from Sunday. It's not quite ready yet.
Oh, okay.
It won't be long, darling. Why don't you sit down and we can talk?
Can you put some in a mug for me? I'll have it in my room.
All right. I'll give you a shout when it's ready.
Oh. I'm back.
Oh, hi. I've got some soup on the go. Can you stay for some?
Yeah. Got half an hour.
Alistair, about earlier...
Shula, I've been talking to Alan.
You've seen Alan?
I rang him. Wanted to ask him about a hostel place for Daryl.
Oh, Alistair. I said, I really don't think that's the right solution.
We weren't talking about the Elms. I know he had a bad experience there.
He was beaten up, for goodness sake.
But it's not the only hostel in the area. Alan says there's a place in Felpersham he could try.
But Borchester or Felpersham, it's still likely to have some rough types staying there. Oh, poor Daryl. You know what he's like. He's so gentle. He'd be like a fish out of water.
I don't think it's Daryl you should be thinking about. Daniel's come home after months away. He's grieving for his grandfather.
Well, he says he's all right.
And do you believe that? Seems to me he's in quite a state. And I think you need to decide who's more important, Daryl or Daniel.
The post came early, didn't it?
No, I've been saving this up for you to open today.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful of you. What?
Ooh, a newspaper.
Thanks very much, Debbie.
Well, it looks a bit old.
It's from the day I was born.
Oh, what a good idea.
And her card says, mm-hmm. Thought you'd like to see what other important events happened that day. Have a good one. Much love, Debbie.
Well, this is fascinating.
If you say so, Jenny.
Yeah, and you can put it with a CD that Rory sent you with all the hits of the year.
Yes, I will. Well out of sight.
Oh, that's a shame. I thought we could play it as background music tonight.
For my dead body.
Don't be so grumpy, darling. It's a lovely thought.
I know how old I am. I just don't need my nose rubbed in it, that's all.
Well, I can guarantee that you won't want to hide this one away.
Oh, yes? Is that a promise?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's from me.
Is this what I've been keeping those dates free for?
Mm-hmm.
I say, look at that beach. Is this...
It's Mauritius.
Oh, Jenny, this looks superb.
Yeah, our own private villa right on the beach.
Oh, I mean, I was hoping for some sun and sand, but this is exceptional.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, darling.
You're very welcome. Look, do you want some more breakfast?
No, thanks. No, I'm going to take a look at the fishing lake. And you must have masses to do.
Oh, actually, no. Ian's offered to cook this evening.
Has he now?
It's his present to you, so not only will we have lovely food, but I'll be able to enjoy the party without worrying about the catering.
Sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you've thought of everything.
Ben! Come on! If you miss the bus, there'll be trouble.
Sorry, Josh. What were you saying?
I could give Castor a bit more halter training this afternoon, before I do the hens.
Okay. What about your homework, then?
I'm on it.
Because you won't be doing much at Alfie's tonight, will you?
I can catch up at the weekend.
Oh, okay. I trust you.
And that was your first mistake.
Now, remember it's Uncle Brian's party tonight. Gran's babysitting Ben.
Babysitting? Don't let him hear you say that.
So, we can't give you a lift to Alfie's?
No sweat. I'll bike over.
All right. Well, make sure your lights are okay.
Ben! Last call! We're leaving!
We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Mum's still going on about Budapest. You got a result there, Dad.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? And I told her how helpful you'd been.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, and don't say a word, but I found a jeweller there who designs her own stuff. I'm going to order something special for your mum, in silver.
Mm, for the silver anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I want it to be a complete surprise, though.
She won't hear it from me.
Great.
Well, I can get you.
What?
Underneath those mucky overalls, you're a big softie, aren't you?
And no sooner had I finished the call with Debbie than Kate rang.
Oh, did she phone?
No, on Skype. So I had a nice chat with her too.
And Rory's going to ring after lessons.
Oh, you are having a good day, aren't you?
I am, yes. Come on.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Right. Oh, Alice, not you as well.
What?
If you think I'm going to wear this bag...
How will people know what a great age you've achieved if you don't?
It's almost as big as the car.
You must wear it.
Not in this or any other universe.
Oh, Dad!
It's a matter of commercial confidentiality.
What?
I don't want word getting out among my business associates, particularly not the BL board.
Well, why not?
You know what people are like. You might start thinking I'm ready to be put out to grass. Your mother understands, don't you, Jenny?
Well...
Oh, we all understand, Dad. We understand perfectly.
See you then, Dad.
Hi.
Have a good time at the party.
Thanks.
Josh, look out!
Whoa!
Oh! Oh. My God! Josh!
Josh, are you all right?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I just sort of slipped.
Oh, let's get this off you.
Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't see you.
Yeah, I'll put some sugar in it.
Thank you. I just didn't see him, Davy.
Yeah, well, no harm done. Just some ripped jeans. He pedalled off quite happily to his mates, didn't he?
But when I think of what might have happened...
Yes, I do think you need to get to the optician's, Mum. We've been saying for a while.
Yes, of course, you're absolutely right. I'll get an appointment as soon as I can.
Good.
And in the meantime...
Yes?
I'm not going to drive.
They don't exactly seem in the party mood.
Oh, who's that?
Shula and Alistair.
Oh.
I've had warmer greetings of a traffic warden.
Oh, I expect their warm-up. Annabelle.
Hello.
Evening, Annabelle.
Well, do come in.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday, Brian. It is today, isn't it?
It is.
So that would be 20th of November 19...
Can I take your coat, Annabelle?
Oh, thank you. Where shall I put this?
Is that for Brian?
He is the birthday boy.
No, well, why don't you give that to him and I'll take your coat.
All right. Many happy returns.
Oh. Thank you very much.
You might like to open it now. It's consumable.
Oh, right. The best present so far.
The distinct absence of Christmas decorations, I see.
Well, yes. No, not even Advent yet.
Oh, no. I was meaning it is a good thing. I thoroughly approve.
Thank you. You should tell Grey Gables... Oh, why's that?
I was there last night. They're already in full fig.
Oh, goodness. You'd think Caroline would have better taste.
I think it may be because of office parties. Some of them start very early.
Oh, this is splendid.
Ooh, what is it?
Just look. A superb bottle of cognac. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, I'll have some later. But I may hide it at the back of the drinks cupboard till then.
What's this? Hiding drinks?
Oh, Alice, look what Annabelle's given me.
Oh, lovely.
Mm, what does XO stand for?
Extra old.
Yes, well, come on through. I'll get you a drink.
Thank you.
Can I glass of wine?
I think you'd better make it a spritzer. Driving.
Mum... You are terrible.
What?
You knew exactly what it stood for.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Did you want me for something, Alice?
It's Phoebe.
She's so excited.
Oh.
She wants to know when she can do her surprise.
Oh, later. Much, much later.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait till everybody's here.
Mm. These are amazing. Which ones are those, David?
The little fish omelette things.
Oh, yes, yes. Have you tried the tiny scones with the goat's cheese and tapenade?
No.
That's probably because I ate them all.
Well, Ian's done a magnificent job. He should take it up full time.
Yes, he might have a promising career. So the best thing is, it means Jenny hasn't worked herself into the ground for the last week.
Oh, she's looking very relaxed, I must say.
Yeah, didn't she? So I hear you're taking Ruth to Budapest.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's not exactly Mauritius.
Oh, well.
Jennifer certainly knows how to show a guy up.
No. Budapest's a lovely place.
Yeah?
There's masses to see. There's lots of grand buildings and museums, if you like that sort of thing. And it's an old Roman city.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, I think, for me, the best bits are all the little bars and restaurants, soaking up the local atmosphere and the wine.
I think we'll be doing a lot of that.
Oh, and tell Ruth to wear flat shoes.
Uh-huh.
Jenny found some of the pavements quite hard going in heels, didn't you, darling?
Mm? What's that?
The cobbles in Budapest.
Oh, yes, you must wear flat shoes.
All right, I will.
Alistair and Shuna are leaving, darling.
Oh, that's early.
Yeah, they look quite tired when they arrived.
Do you want to say goodbye to them?
Yes, I'd better. Will you excuse me, David?
Yeah, of course. I'll have a word with Auntie Peggy.
Oh, yes, she'd like that.
See if you can find any of the mini lamb burgers.
Oh, thank you for rescuing me, Alice.
Oh, I didn't really.
Why, Martin thinks I have any interest in the golf club. Oh, it's a very enjoyable party, though.
Yeah.
Despite the occasional crashing bore.
Well, Chris and I are having fun.
Although, I must admit, I'm intrigued. Is it a significant birthday?
You could say that.
Because
yeah.
Brian's being very coy about it, and that's not a word I'd usually use to describe your father.
No. Well, I don't think you'll have to wait much longer to find out.
Excuse
me. Excuse me. Please. Excuse me. Could I have your attention, please? Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm not going to make a big speech, you'll be pleased to hear.
We certainly are.
But I just wanted to thank you all for coming here tonight. My wonderful family and my very good friends. But in particular, I want to give very special, heartfelt thanks to my perfect wife, Jenny. Darling, come over here.
Oh, look, don't embarrass me, darling.
No. You deserve it. Without this amazing woman, I'd be completely lost. As lost as a combine without GPS. No, that's not Annabelle's brandy talking. Very good though it is, Annabelle. All in all, I feel I'm a very lucky chap indeed. So, thank you again, and enjoy the party.
Actually, before we carry on, our granddaughter Phoebe's got a very special surprise for Brian, and it's a cake that she's baked herself. So, no, Adam, can you get the door, darling? And Lillian and Matt, you might need to stand back, I think.
Whoa! Impressive, isn't it?
Blimey, it's the fire brigade on standby.
No need to wonder any more then. That's definitely in the shape of a...
Happy 70th birthday, darling.
Phoebe!
And you're looking very good on it.
Happy 70th birthday to you.
Happy 70th birthday to you. Happy 70th birthday, dear Brian.
All right, you win.
Happy 70th birthday to you.
It is usually Umbi now, but if you want to leave it, Emmy, love, I'll see they gets it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm back.
That saves me the trouble.
How have you been keeping that? Oh, hello, Emma.
Hi.
Emma's got an anniversary card for you.
Oh, that's very kind.
Well,
32 years. Worth marking, isn't it?
I've just been round your way. Popped in to see your dad on the way home from market. Oh, that's very pretty. Oh, Clary will love that. Thanks.
Doing anything special?
Going out for a meal.
Oh, yeah? Anywhere nice?
Well, just the bull. But that's nice enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's the company what counts.
Right, I better get on.
Can't you stop for a cuppa?
No, I've got to get over to Linda's. We're finishing off the cookbook today. If we can agree on a title, anyway.
Oh, all right.
Bye, then. Oh, bye, Joe.
See you.
Make sure you give my love to Clary.
Yeah, I will. Right, Dad, I'll put the kettle on. And then I want to talk to you about collecting this holly and mistletoe. We need to decide when we're going to go.
I told you, Eddie, I ain't up to it no more.
Yeah, and I told you, you won't have to do none of the cutting and collecting. I'll do all that.
Well, you don't need me then, do you?
Tell you what. What if we take a shooting stick? Or a chair? A folding chair? So any time you want to sit down, you can rest your legs.
Too cold.
We'll bring a rug then.
No.
And a flask. We'll take a flask of coffee. Or soup. What would you prefer?
I'd prefer to stop at home by the fire. That's what I'd prefer.
Well, Emma, that's the blurb finished. Now all that remains is the small matter of the name.
Yeah.
I still think the Ambridge Epicure is a strong contender.
I don't think people will know what that means, Linda. I didn't.
Epicurean Ambridge.
That's even worse. What about my ideas?
No. I think we should stick to Ambridge in the title.
Recipes of Ambridge.
It's a little plain. We could do with something alliterative or assonant.
If you say so.
Ambridge al fresco. Oh.
A fine Ambridge.
No.
Al.
Alluring Ambridge?
Too sexy.
Hmm. Appetite. Appetizing Ambridge. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've got it. Appetizing Ambridge. Wonderful. Well, I just need to pop that in and it's ready to send to the printers. But first, I think we deserve a little treat.
Ooh.
Mandy Beesborough's Brownie Bites.
Oh, lovely.
A reward for all our hard work. Help yourself.
Thanks. These are good.
Aren't they?
What? These have got walnuts in.
Yes.
You haven't changed this recipe as well. It's Peggy's tray bake all over again.
Well, we want to give our readers the best possible experience, don't we?
Yeah.
And you must admit they are delicious this way.
Well, yeah, I can't argue with that, I suppose.
There we are, then. So, how are things at home, Emma? Is Ed still worried about the Neospora?
Oh, yeah. It's driving him mental, people bringing dogs on the land.
Oh.
How's the panto going?
Now, Emma, it's not really a pantomime. It's more a play with music. I did stick with a rhyme scheme for the script, though.
Oh, right. Dad and Chris are getting stuck in. And Mum with the costumes.
Yes, I'm very pleased with the backstage team. Fallon's agreed to run the lights and Kenton's helping me cast the last few parts, so that's a great help.
But? And there's something else?
No. No, well, a few minor issues with Robin and Marion, but I'm planning to address those this very evening.
Dad still says he's not up to collecting holly and mistletoe.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, looks like I'll be doing it on my own. Tried everything to persuade him. You'd think he'd leap at the chance of wandering round Grange Farm.
Grange Farm?
Yeah.
You're surely not thinking of getting it from Grange Farm.
Well, best place for it.
No, Eddie. Not after Joe's accident.
He didn't have his accident there.
No, I didn't mean that. I just don't want us to be beholden to Caroline and Oliver.
What? It's ours by ancient right, that Ollie's.
I'm sorry. Just don't feel right to me.
Oh, but Clary, love.
No, let's not have a row, Eddie.
You don't want our anniversary spoiled now, do you?
Spoiled, is it?
Oh, no, Joe. It hasn't been, has it, Eddie? Oh,
no, everything's fine, Dad.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about your anniversary, as a matter of fact. You two have been so good to me these past few weeks since I had the accident. I'd like to say thank you.
Oh, there's no need.
No, he wants to. So, what if I gives you 50 quid out of me compensation so you can go somewheres a bit fancy, eh?
Oh, Joe!
No, Dad, you keep your money and spend it on yourself.
Oh, what do I need at my age, eh? Go on, I'll get a lot more pleasure from knowing you've had a proper good time.
So we should get the printed copies sometime next week.
Oh, great. I must make sure to buy one.
Well, it is a most worthwhile cause.
Evening.
Oh, good evening.
Hello, Kirsty.
Rob.
Excellent. We'll get straight on then.
Is it just the two of us?
I thought this was a general rehearsal. Scene 4 with the merry men and merry women.
No, I've called everyone else for 8 o'clock.
Oh.
I'd like to do a little work with you two first.
What sort of work?
Well, at the moment, I really don't feel you're achieving the right level of intimacy. And it's occurred to me that you two probably don't know each other very well in real life. You aren't aware of what makes each other tick.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
So I want to do some exercises with you.
What sort of exercises?
Oh, quite standard stuff, Rob. Icebreakers to increase the level of comfort you have with the other person.
Right.
Trust and truth exercises so that you can really get under each other's skin.
Linda, don't you think this sort of thing might be okay for professional actors?
No, but Rob, we should all aspire to professional standards, don't you agree?
Well...
And then... When we've reached the appropriate level of intimacy and comfort, we'll go on to some improvs, so that you can get used to each other's natural instincts and rhythms.
Improvs?
Improvisations, Kirsty.
Yeah, I know what it means, Linda. I'm just
the
not sure that I can...
The next 30 minutes should radically transform your relationship. So, sit down, both of you. And let's begin with something easy. We tell each other 2 truths and 1 lie about ourselves, and the others have to guess which one is the lie. Rob, you start.
Hey, just think, Grey Gables could have been getting our money if they hadn't screwed up.
If they hadn't messed up, then we wouldn't have had the money to spend.
That's true enough, Clary Love.
Cathy had her interview there yesterday.
Did she?
She saw 2 of the other candidates, you know, waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them younger. Quite a bit younger, she said.
Well, way of the world, isn't it? Oh, that was smashing. Can't wait for the steak.
What did Neil ring about?
Daryl.
Daryl make peace. What about him?
Well, you know, I saw Shula's lad the other day.
Yeah, he said.
Well, it was obvious Daryl being at the stables is causing a lot of hassle, so I've been talking to Neil about what we can do for the guy.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, might have a bit of good news for him. Should know tomorrow.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Any road. Never mind about other people. I want to propose a toast.
Oh, to you?
To the best wife in the world. I don't know how you've put up with me for so long, but I'm dead glad you have.
Oh, Eddie.
So, do you come here often?
What sort of a chat-up line is that?
Non-judgmental, please, Kirsty. Remember, we're looking for warm, not edgy.
If someone came up to me in a bar and said that, I think they were a right idiot.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not used to picking up girls in bars.
Oh, no? Where do you usually do it?
Yes, all right. Look, let's try a different scenario. And remember, in all of these, you're not Kirsty and Rob. You're different people. So, you are a newly married couple and you've just arrived at your honeymoon hotel.
Oh, I really don't think I'm comfortable.
Go with me on this, Kirsty. You're Alicia and you're Edmund. And you're on the terrace admiring the view.
Well, that's private lives, isn't it?
And No. This is very different. No previous marriages. No complications. You're blissfully in love and looking forward to your new life together. Kirsty, Alicia, you kick us off.
Edmund, come and look at the wonderful view of the petrol station.
Really? Is that what you're seeing? Think romance.
The cathedral.
Yes, it's charming.
Go on.
Like you. You're so charming, Alicia.
I don't like charming people. You can't trust them.
Oh, you can trust me, darling. I'm so looking forward to spending my life with you.
Oh, I'm cold. Can we go inside?
No. It's a blissful summer evening and you could stay out all night. Say something nice to him.
That was a good speech you made at the wedding.
Thank you.
When you said you'd love me forever.
Yes?
I almost believed you.
What do you mean, almost?
I think you know.
I meant every word. I'm not a liar.
You're certainly very plausible.
You know, really not sure I can go on with this.
Not the first time you've said that.
Oh, dear. Well, we seem to have rather strayed from my concept. Well, let's try again. And this time we...
Do you think we could finish there, Linda?
Oh, well, yes, I suppose so.
I think we've done quite enough.
I agree.
All right. But, well, I hope it's been useful.
Oh, yes. Very useful indeed.
It's given us a lot to think about.
Thank you. Hope you enjoy them. Right, well, that's the last three tins of those stuffed vine leaves.
Someone likes them, then.
Like them at the reduced price, anyway. Won't bother getting any more.
No, but they were worth a try.
Sure.
So, what are you going to wear tonight?
Actually, I'm really not sure if I want to go.
Helen?
I don't think I'm going to be very good company.
Well, you can't pull out now. Patrick's really looking forward to it. You don't want to disappoint him, do you?
I'm sure he's not that bothered.
What would I tell him anyway?
Just say I'm not feeling very well. I mean, you three could still go out.
Oh, what would be the point of that? This whole evening was arranged for your benefit. It's no good just moping around the house. You need to let your hair down a bit.
Kirsty, I'm really not ready to get back into dating.
It's not a date.
I don't know that I'll ever be, if I'm honest.
I was very clear to Patrick about that. Not a date. And you get on well with him, don't you?
Of course. He's a really nice guy.
I'm not going to make the mistake your dad made.
Oh, no. That was excruciating.
I'm not playing matchmaker here. I know you don't want that. And frankly, if Patrick was interested in you in that way, he'd have made his move by now, wouldn't he?
I guess so.
So there you are. No pressure, no expectations. Just four friends going out for an easygoing, fun evening. You can manage that, surely.
Well...
And it'll be well away from Ambridge and do-you-know-who. It's just what you need.
Oh, all right, then. Since you've gone to all this trouble.
Good.
Oh, thank goodness. Just caught you.
Oh, you're getting it fine.
Remind me never to drive into Borchester this time on a Friday.
Yeah, it can be pretty slow going.
Easy to forget when your daily commute's just walking out of your back door.
Yes, I should be grateful, I suppose.
But you made it anyway. Kirsty, you can get off now if you like.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I'll serve Shula. Cash up.
All right, thanks. So we'll pick you up at 7:45 then.
Fine.
Is that enough time to make yourself beautiful?
I don't need to make myself beautiful, do I? Like you said, it's not a date.
Fair enough. See you, Shula.
Bye. Are you going out?
Yeah, just to a bar in town.
Oh, you young things. Can't remember the last time I did that.
I don't feel that young. Right, I'll just put the clothes line up.
Do you need any help? No, I think I'm all right. I said I'd get a few things for Mum. She's not very comfortable driving at the moment.
It gets dark so early, doesn't it?
Mmm. Did you enjoy Brian's party?
I didn't go. Mum and Dad had a nice time, though.
Oh, I thought I hadn't seen you there. Oh, mind you, we didn't stay long.
You have to be careful when you've got work the next day, don't you?
Yes. I expect Brian and Jennifer are on their way to Mauritius now.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to leave all your troubles behind like that?
Oh, it certainly would.
Oh,
this shirt okay? Or the dotty one?
Oh, yeah, the dotty one. You look really hot in that.
Oh, right, well, dotty one it is then. But, Kirsty.
Yeah?
Do you think you'll be able to keep your hands off me?
Oh, I'll manage, Tom.
We don't want any embarrassing scenes in the bar.
Till we get back home, anyway. And I won't be responsible for my actions.
Well done, dotty shirt.
Oh, no, Helen. Don't pull out now. Oh, it's not Helen.
Phew, that's a relief.
It's Linda. Oh, next week's rehearsal plans.
Oh, yeah?
Tuesday, Robin and Marion, scene 6. Oh, that's the one with the love song. Ugh.
Poor you.
One saving grace.
Hmm.
No mention of exercises and improv.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Oh, I have never felt more uncomfortable in my whole life. And I've had a conversation with Nathan Booth.
Oh, it sounded ghastly.
It took ghast to a whole new level. I genuinely don't know how I'm going to get through the next 6 weeks pretending to be in love with that vile man.
I've told you. You just have to act.
Yeah, well, it'll be the best acting I've ever done. I'll tell you that for nothing. I want at least an Oscar for it.
Oscars are for films.
All right, then. What do you get for musicals? Oh, yeah, a Tony.
Well, there you are, then. When it's over, I'll present you with a little statue of my dad.
And I can stick it up
right... Now.
Coat of Lincoln green.
Come on. Just forget about it for tonight, yeah? Let's all have a nice time.
You sound like me.
Well, that's got to be good, then.
Hello?
Is that Daryl?
Yeah.
It's Eddie.
Oh, hiya.
Are you at the stables right now, I mean?
Yeah, I am.
I got a bit of good news. I'll pop round.
He's already here, look.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi.
Hey, hiya. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Are you looking nice?
Oh,
Yeah, well, I mean, you both are. You too, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Patrick, and what about me?
Oh, you've hurt his feelings now.
Well, Tom, you're looking lovely too. I like the shirt.
Oh, thanks. It has special powers, this shirt.
Really?
Let's not go there, shall we?
What would you like to drink?
Lager for me, please.
Helen?
Oh, just a lime and soda, please.
What?
No. Come on, it's Friday night. Have a proper drink.
Hey, I'm driving, so I'm the one who has to be good. Remember what I said about letting your hair down?
Oh, all right then. Have a white wine. Just a small one, though.
Daryl! Eddie's here.
He did know you were coming, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I rang earlier.
Daryl!
Yeah?
Eddie's come to see you.
All right. I'll be down in a minute.
I'm sure he won't be long.
Oh, thanks.
Well, how's Joe? I don't seem to have seen him out and about.
No, well, he's, you know, with the cold weather and that. He's more comfortable indoors at the moment.
Of course.
But he did something really nice for me and Clary's anniversary.
Oh, yeah?
Gave us some money so we could have a slap-up meal.
Did he? That was nice of him. Where did you go?
A place called Tudor's in Beckwell.
Oh, yes. It's meant to be lovely there.
Oh, it is. Never had food like it.
I'll mention it to Alistair. It's worth remembering for when we've got something to celebrate.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Daryl, mate. How you doing?
You know, bearing up. Mustn't grumble.
Oh, that's good.
Do you mind if I leave you to it?
No, that's fine.
I've got some groceries I need to pop round to Mum's.
OK.
I won't be long, Daryl, and do you know where things are if Eddie wants a coffee or something?
Yeah.
See you in a little while, then.
Do you want a coffee?
Oh, no, mate, you're all right. Shall we sit down?
Yeah, OK.
I've got something I need to ask you.
Have you?
Well, you're not working at the moment, are you?
No. Well, I sometimes do the odd job for Shula, but no. Not really working.
I thought not. Well, we've been asking round and Neil's got a mate lives over Darrington Way, a plasterer.
Uh-huh.
He's working on a job in Felpersham. You know, they're converting the old nurse's home.
Are they?
Yeah. Turn it into retirement flats. Any road, Neil's mate reckons they're refitting a lot of doors and windows and they need a second fix joiner.
Oh, yeah?
To do the inside windowsills and stuff like that. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah, they'd need a joiner for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, is here something you'd be up for?
Me?
I mean, I know it's pretty basic stuff for a guy like you.
Oh, no, yeah, I mean, definitely yes.
You fancy it?
Yeah.
It's cash in hand. Oh,
that's no problem.
And it's not a long-term job, couple of weeks maybe.
That's fine, just anything.
Neil told his mate what a good worker you are. So, if you want it, I got the number here. Oh,
that's just brilliant, Eddie. You're a star.
We were so good together.
Yeah, you said.
Do you want another?
No, I'm still only halfway down this one.
Should have got a bottle. I mean, never. Not even with Greg. I mean, I thought that was the real thing. But with Rob... Oh, I've never known anything like it. And I don't just mean the sex, although that was mind-blowing. You know, I mean, just the sheer excitement of having him in my life. It's like everything was in colour. Beautiful, brilliant colours. And now... Now it's all to black and white.
Oh, Helen.
I'm so miserable.
I know. I know how terrible you feel right now, but it won't last.
He said he loved me. How can someone do this to someone they love?
I don't know. Doesn't that tell you something?
What do you mean?
Well, frankly, I don't think you should believe a word he said. You're just going to get more hurt.
Stop it. You're my friend.
Well, of course I am.
You're supposed to be nice to me.
I know.
You are my lovely, lovely friend, so don't say that.
I don't want to upset you.
I've done anything for him, Kirsty.
Yeah, and he took advantage of that.
I still would.
No, you mustn't think like that.
I miss him so much.
Come on.
Cabaret?
Oh, no. Chicago. Oh, Patrick. I thought you were supposed to be good at music.
That's musicals. It's different. I'm better at classical. Anyway, what about you and that football question?
Ah, well, how am I meant to know what year Nobby Styles retired? What's these machines? If it looks like you're getting near the jackpot, the questions get stupidly obscure.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. They're a complete rip-off.
Yeah. So, shall we put another quid in then?
Yeah, go on then.
More drinks?
No, it's my round. Same again.
Yeah, please.
No, I'm all right.
Another white wine for Helen.
Better get her a glass of water as well.
Okay, don't put the money in until I get back.
No, I won't. Where is Helen?
In the loo, mopping herself up.
Oh, Lord.
This evening isn't exactly turning out as I'd hoped.
Well, Patrick and I are having fun.
Well, that makes two of you then. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all.
Start next week, Eddie reckons.
That's wonderful news, Daryl.
Fantastic, yeah.
A bit of work, and then the flat when we find you one. It's just the break we've been hoping for.
I'm made up about it. I could have kissed Eddie.
Steady on. I must thank him myself, though.
And Neil. I ought to go round there
now. No, it's a bit late.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, perhaps.
Okay, whatever you think.
There's just one thing. You said it was cash in hand.
That's right.
Well, it is legitimate, is it?
Oh, yeah, of course. All above board.
And won't it affect your benefit?
Ah, we can work around that.
How do you mean, work around it?
They're always banging on at you to find work, and now I have. They should be pleased.
Yes, I'm sure as long as you let them know, it'll be fine.
Working again? I can't believe it.
It is very good news.
And what I reckon, once they've seen the standard of my work, it'll probably lead to more.
Well, that would be nice.
I'm going to be quitting.
You shouldn't.
Don't you worry, Shula. I'll soon be out of your hair.